WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
For the past few years, former talking head David Byrne has been putting out music on his own label, Luwaka Bop. He produced several collections of South American and Cuban music, as well as an album of his own music called Ray Momo. Now David Byrne has a new solo album called Uh-Oh. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Uh-Oh, David Byrne has made what I think will stand as the cutest album of the year. Certainly that song, Girls on My Mind, is a cunning little thing, perky and simple-minded, where we usually expect Byrne to be self-consciously arty. Byrne recently gave a few interviews confirming what everyone has pretty much assumed, that Talking Heads has really broken up, and there's even a certain amount of animosity now between Byrne and the rest of the band. I can only imagine that they'll be even more cheesed off when they hear this album. It represents the first time in Byrne's solo career that he's really tried to echo the angular urgency of vintage Talking Heads music.
Now Washington, D.C. is a funny little town. The further you look into it, the further things stick out. You ought to be ashamed. You ought to be destroyed. I'll chop you into little bits and feed you to my dogs.
Over the course of Uh-Oh, Byrne has fun with serious ideas and gets serious about having fun. A dad offers his child a chipper explanation of his recent sex change operation in the song Now I'm Your Mom. And in other places here, Byrne tells a scary campfire story, imagines cowboys doing the mambo on lonely prairie nights, and chatters on about how much fun it is to hang out in your neighborhood mall. In every case, the music is cheery, catchy, simple. It's fun, but it's also so self-conscious that it comes out a bit stiff.
Twisted sister, don't you miss it. There's 100 more where she came from. Wiggle, wiggle, jiggle, jiggle. Jesus, now the babes are almost grown. And I don't need to watch the news at night. Anyone can see we're out of time.
In an essay published recently in The New Republic, the writer Tad Friend lumped Byrne in with other artists like David Lynch, Laurie Anderson, Martin Amis, and Jonathan Demme, saying that they, quote, all rummage through lowbrow art as dispassionately as they would through a clothes hamper, fascinated by unsorted Americana. Friend's point is that Byrne and the others all fancy themselves highbrows who traffic in pop culture only with irony and disdain. And as Friend says, art that is only slumming has no claim on greatness. I think much of that is accurate, but I also think that with an album like Uh-Oh, greatness is the furthest thing from David Byrne's mind. I think that after four solo albums that didn't sell very well, this is one talking head who's out to beef up his bank account and the hell with art. The fact that this possible cynicism has inspired some good songs ought to tell him something. Cuteness suits you, Dave.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.